Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Covetousness. Jesus already paid for it. Your money don't even cover the tip of what he went through. It ain't even a tip for the blood that he shed, for the beating that he took. You and I can't pay for it. It's only released by faith. By faith. By faith. But watch. There are two components. There's the covetousness from the person taking your money. And then there's covetousness from the person giving it. I guarantee you that there's a $20 bill in one of these. I guarantee you that there's a $20 bill in one of those. Matter of fact, because I love you, I'm going to tell you that there's a $20 bill in one of those. And because I love you, who said, what's that, which envelope? I figured you would. She just prayed. That's called prayer. It's in the middle envelope. It's in the middle envelope. Now, I just told you where the $20 was. I want 9 people to line up where the $20 bill is and stand in front of it. That'll be 3 in each group, or 5 in one group and 4 in the other. Now, I just told you it was in the middle. Look at that. Every one of them stood in the middle because I told them the $20 was in the middle. How long you know me? 25 years you've been in this church. Do me a favor. Where's the $20? Based on what you know about me. Really? That's what I said, right? That's because I said it. Now, you've been here long enough. Do you think you know my heart? Where's the $20? Really? Then you don't know my heart. Everybody, where? Pick up the middle one. Open it up. Yeah, you up there. You knocked everybody out the way. What's in it? Yeah, because you honored and you believed my word. All right, y'all go sit down. You slow your blow. Huh? She knew where it was. So did everybody else. I told them in the middle. Now, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Because she knew where it was. How do you feel about that?
I feel kind of bad because, first of all,
Right.
So she just got up there and she just went to the front.
How do you feel about that?
I mean,
how do you feel about that? Do you feel that she took something from you?
It wasn't from me though, but I feel as though she had got up there before anybody else. But when you say nine people, I mean, we all got up there, but she just got in the front.
Right. So she got the 20 because she knew where it was, because she operated on my word. Right? And everybody else operated on my word. They all ran up there. What do you think about me?
I don't have nothing to say because she got it. It's hers. So now, I mean, whoever got up there.
You a member here?
They probably would have been there.
You a member here?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about me as the pastor? Good pastor?
I think you are a good pastor.
Think I love the people? All right. Now, hold on. Now, one person came up here because I said it. She came up because I told her. She walks up. She doesn't have a word from me. A promise from me, but based on what she saw, she comes up, open it. Now, watch. The group that comes up because I told them, they were moving on a promise. The other lady gets offended because she wasn't fast enough, but at least she came. Then she starts worship. The worship motivates this one to jump up after she sees. She moves. Each one exercises faith. The first one exercises faith in what I say. The second one exercises in faith is because I cared enough to let her know where to go. The third one exercises faith because they saw that the other one's got it. Then she knows I'm no respecter of persons. Where's your faith? What if you don't hear from God? Can you still get what you need based on what he's already done for somebody else? If he healed somebody, he could heal me. If he delivered somebody, he could deliver me. He might not ever talk to me, but I see the record. He's a God. Trying to borrow her $20. Hold, come here. See me after church. Who knocked somebody down? You really wanted it, didn't you? Here. Y'all can go sit down. When you get it, open it up. Right here, open it up. Woo! There was nothing in it. But it says, trust me. I might not give it to you right now, but trust me, I'll give it to you. You might not get it at this moment, but because I've already blessed somebody else, I'm going to bless you. Just trust me. I wouldn't put it down there if I wouldn't do something for you. You got to understand that God may not give it to you at the moment, but trust him. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Derek, you got $20? If not, go in my briefcase. You got $20? Martin is up here. He got it. I won't tell Kim. Get that red sack out my briefcase. Get $20 out of it and give Martin his back. Where's the young man? Come here. You too young to have that kind of faith. Here. All right, you trust me. Sit down. You don't know when it's coming. And watch this. Watch this. Watch this. You don't know how much is coming. Just because they got 20 don't mean you ain't getting 50. You don't know what I'm going to do. Just trust me. Just trust me. Hallelujah. That's what faith is. Faith says, I might not get what I thought I was getting, but I know God. And God doesn't do anything in a little bit. I got a God who gives you more. He said, if you give to me, I'll give back. Press down, shake it together, run it over. Trust me.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.